Good evening, and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. We're here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration. This is what we love to do, and we welcome you to join us as this is a call-in show. And the beauty of having a reading with Kerry is you can ask any questions you want, but we do encourage you to be specific. Our toll-free numbers are 1-888-228-4494. That's in the U.S. and Canada. Worldwide, it's 1-877-489-6350. We also have three direct lines, and you can find those on Station 2 here on BBS Radio. Hi, Kerry. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And
very good.
Yeah.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, I can.
Wonderful.
Yeah, this is this exciting thing, folks. We're broadcasting off of Skype, so it's new for us here, and great technology, and so we're doing that. And I want to give everybody a big welcome here to BBS Radio. It's great to have you all with us. And before we start, I'd like to give a quick update on up-and-coming events. First and foremost, always go to Kerry's website, kerryoconnor.com, for all the information. Please sign up for the free newsletter and get on the emailing list. This is really important because that's how you get all the automatic updates that come through the email. Kerry has something called Constant Contact, so when things are new, you're going to get them that way first. Kerry also has an ongoing intuitive development circle that meets on Monday evenings. It's right after this show, so follow on. It's on from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to learn how to develop your intuition from a master, this is your chance. Each week in the group teleclass, Kerry gives tips and tools on intuition as well as homework for the week and an attunement to help you continue to open up your third eye. And this Friday, November 21st, there's a mini live stream live event in Salem, Connecticut.
Thursday!
I did it again.
All right.
No. Thursday, November 20th, the Mini Light Stream live event, Salem, Connecticut, 6 to 9 p.m. Those are intense gallery-style reading events where everybody gets read. And just to further that, it's 6 to 9 p.m. That's an extra hour. Everybody gets read, and a very, very in-depth reading you get. Well worth it. Lots of fun. People, these are things that are great. I don't even have to promote those things. They're wonderful. So if you're in the southeastern Connecticut area, that's for you. Tuesday, November 18th, that's tomorrow. This is a free teleclass. It's a one-hour teleclass. And in the future, if you want one, please send us your ideas, what you'd like covered. Just email Kerry's office at union1111@yahoo.com. But this Tuesday's teleclass is from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's about addressing energy maintenance. This is vitally important as to how you're going to be able to create the life you want, is what we call energy maintenance, your daily energy maintenance routine, and why it is so vitally important, and how it affects every aspect of your life. Now, this is important right here. If you didn't get it on your constant contact update on the email, this is the dial-in number you need. It's 218-339-3600. Then you have an access code you need, 238-198, followed by the pound sign. If you miss that, just email or call up Kerry's office so you can listen to that. If you happen to miss it when it's live, it's also going to be on a playback. So for free, again, you just need the number and the access code, and you can listen to it at any time you'd like until it's recorded over. In the future, going into December now, Friday, December 5th, there is a Lightstream Live event in Westerly, Rhode Island at the Westerly Yacht Club, 7 to 9 p.m. So if you're anywhere in the southern New England area, this is a wonderful opportunity to experience Kerry's extraordinary talent and make that connection to the other side. December 13th is going to be a new and updated mediumship class. It's an all-day affair that's from 10 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon in West Hartford, Connecticut. So one of the things that Kerry knows most about and does the best is mediumship classes, because that's what she is. the best around, really, and you can learn from the best in West Hartford, Connecticut. Then the all-important two-hour teleclass. This is December 5th from 6 to 8 p.m., and it's called What the Bleep Happened with the Secret. Carrie will be expanding the wisdom of the secret and What the Bleep. Those are two well-known movies and books in the metaphysical field. Expanding on that wisdom so that you can manifest your highest potential now. Because there are more than one secret law to manifestation. There are actually, well, we'll go by seven. So you'll learn the other six. The cost is only $33. This is so well worth it, I can't tell you. Register with Carrie's office. And this was just a wonderful thing. Mark that on your calendar. December 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. Carrie, before we begin our show, could you please open up space and set the attention for the evening?
Absolutely. I'd like everyone to step in and tap into their heart energy. And again, we're entering and expanding the heart energy. We're becoming the walking heart chakras, the unconditional love heart chakras. So remember to add the thymus. And if you're not familiar with the thymus, it's the organ that goes into the immune system, and it's 4 inches below where your thyroid or where your throat is, 3 to 4 inches below. Think of that's part of the whole chakra, the heart chakra. So opening up the energy of the heart chakra, visualize as you're looking down that it's spinning clockwise. We're opening it from the very center, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, expanding out, and then encompassing our whole body. Imagine just becoming a whole heart chakra from the top of the head to the bottom of your feet. And what you're doing is activating the grids of unconditional love throughout your whole physical body. Now we're going to expand them out to activate the grid that's 1 foot around you. Then we're going out to 2 feet around you. There's another energy meridian grid there. Now we're going out to 4 feet around you on either side of your body, top and bottom of your head, 360 degrees. Now 7 feet around you. Use your intention. Your energy will follow. And now 12 feet around you. And what you did is plugged yourself into your physical body, tuned it into unconditional love, and now we're going to visualize the earth in front of us. So we're going to send this unconditional love to the earth and all its inhabitants. And so visualize a bridge, a tube coming out of your heart chakra, and visualize it going out into the top of the earth. And think of this liquid crystal, this very high color, white blue energy from the top of the earth, bathing the earth. And as we're using our attention and intention, we're putting our attention on the earth and all of the earth's inhabitants. And our intention is to give this unconditional love, higher self to higher self, a love wash to the earth and, again, all of its inhabitants, visualizing the energy going down the earth, down to the bottom of the earth, into the center of the earth, and then pull the energy down from the bottom of the earth, from like the South Pole, all the way up through the North Pole. And, again, knowing that you are sending your unconditional love, making a strong connection to our universal family. And as we do this, we're connecting to every single person. Now feel that unconditional love, that crystal white blue energy coming back to you, back into your heart. Feel it, feel that connection, feel that interconnectedness, and feel it grounding you into your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies. And you just cleared and opened your heart chakra and connected to each, every single inhabitant on the earth. And so it shall be. And so it shall be, and so it shall be.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie, I was wondering, as we wait for our phone calls, and I'll throw out our numbers there again. In the U.S. and Canada, this is toll-free, 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, it's also a toll-free number. 1-877-489-6530. Just go to the BBS radio website and on station 2, that's where we're on right now, and it gives all the contact information, all the phone numbers that are available for you to call up. We'd love to speak to you, but until then, I thought we might cover a topic, if you don't mind. And that is, about everything being in its perfect timing.
Right.
And that would be certain events, people coming into your life, circumstances, and how things can be in perfect timing to learn and to grow, as opposed to the way we expect things to be.
Right.
You know, I've done this myself where I have set up my life, and I said, this is my perfect life that's going to be, and this is how it's going to be, and this is when it's going to be, and that's not how it happened at all.
Right, right.
However, then you learned, you know, as what the universe had in store for you, and maybe what your fate was, whatever you want to call it, and how you learned, and you see in retrospect that that was all in perfect timing. But anyway, especially in light of the events that are happening right now on planet Earth, I thought it would be a kind of neat topic to talk about.
Right. Well, you know what?
Things might not be happening as people expect right now.
Exactly, and that's where it goes back to why I always talk about the graduation of our wounded child. Of the wounded child has the literal codes in our energy field, in our DNA, that holds that veil in process, and that veil is that part that separates us from our God aspect. And so as we are rebirthing that wounded child, the ego part of us, what we're learning is to embrace and get grounded into an unconditional love, but that also means not putting conditions on ourselves. So we can absolutely have ideas of how we want to attend stuff, and actually our heart's desires go out of our energy field onto the canvas in front of us, the potential field in front of us, every consciously or unconsciously. So the biggest thing to do is to be open to, let's say we thought a partner was going to come in this way and we'd be married by the time we're 32 years old and that we would have children. And let's say that wasn't happened for us. What I see with most people, I had this client on Saturday, and she was a beautiful woman. She was absolutely very, very beautiful. She was kind. She was a hard worker. She had everything that you would think that it was in for a partner. And so, and what she has experienced is that she never had a serious relationship, and she went on dates. She wasn't didn't cut herself off on not, you know, going to being set up on blind dates, and she was open, but she noticed that the dates would never turn into another date. And so part of her energy, when I looked into it, first of all, it had to do with past vows that she's taken of in past lives that had to do with being a nun and being a lot of vows of poverty and celibacy, and that's a lot of times people have that. So that's conditions or bleed-throughs through parallel lives, past lives, that can affect our life. But also what she had in her energy field when I looked at it, and this is where we get into that 51-49% in our subconscious pattern, her wounded child, because now she was 49 years old and she still, again, wanted to have the partner, and she was wondering if it was going to come true. So she had much more like 65% of her energy field in that she was not going to be getting the partner, versus directing the energy and being proactive in really having us understand what it's like to have this co-creative relationship as an adult, and that means being open to unlimited possibilities of how the partner was coming through. So she thought it was going to come in some way, or she had her more energy wrapped up into the past, and that's the left side of the energy field. And so actually what her energy was doing was closing off any potential partner. So the key always goes back to within ourselves and understanding that everything is in perfect design, in perfect order, and that there's a part where she was a so ancient old soul that part of her was waiting for this year 208, where it's where the council is calling, it's the time for divine partnership, twin flame relationships, and there's been a love wash of a reconnection with our twin flame divine flame relationship people. And so there's a part of her that subconsciously, or let's say her higher self, knew that, and so now a part of her job is to release, being proactive instead of reactive, releasing any kind of thoughts, thinking again that we get 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts, which could be looked at as seeds of potential. So those are seeds of dreams that we are filling in with that canvas that is in front of us. So the more she was proactive and released from residual fear, and not only did she have this fear, she was an only child that had parents that were now having fears, and aunts and uncles, and so they were wondering what the heck is wrong with Susie that she couldn't have a partner. She's so nice, she's so kind, and her friends. And so it was like for to be able to understand there is a divine timing going on. I also had a person that was, she lost a job and part of, and she was looking for another job, and I clearly saw part of the job is what the angels and guides had in store with her higher self, is that she, the timing was that she was to, again, nurture herself, clear herself off, get out of that fear place, go back to her past history of any kind of fear of rejection, or she felt like because she was let go, she felt it was a huge betrayal. But what they had in store for her in her field of potential, which is right in front of us, was that as far as the grand timing, is that she was within 2 months, there was a person that was leaving the office, and so somebody's husband was getting transferred. So this job, this perfect job, was going to be coming to her. But so then it goes back to us as far as us understanding this of that everything is in divine order. And when we start directing our energy and start commanding our energy, that we want to command it with our arms wide open. So when we start putting conditions on the universe is going to mirror us conditions. The universe is not punishing us. It's just saying that we're doing a direct order. Think of the universe as a short order cook. And so if we have any kind of conditions, and sometimes what gets tricky with people is that these conditions can be so on the subconscious level that people don't realize how much they're spilling over into their daily lives. And so it's always, that's where the energy field always has the answers. And that's where we encourage people to look at the generational patterns, look at where their thoughts are. And so in understanding that as we are reparenting, rebirthing the wounded child and stepping into the divine child, that this is where we're embracing, again, a co-creative relationship with the divine.
Right.
And especially the divine feminine energies of this year, since the year 2000, and 2008 in particular, the divine feminine is all about opening up the left side. The left side is all about us really being imbalanced with that male and female energy, and the left side is all about receiving relationships and be able to receive opportunities. And so if we have that part closed down because we're in a protective mode, then it's harder for those things to happen. So that's why we always talk about energy maintenance, because it's like taking, if not taking a shower, brushing your teeth would be absurd for you to think about it. And so we really want to start thinking about not clearing your energy field is like not taking a shower and brushing your teeth. And so just understand that. So then do something that resonates with us. We give out three free energy exercises, set one and set two. You could do that at union1111@yahoo.com. Then the key is, when you get them, to work with them, because a lot of times we all could get jazzed up, and then it's making that habit, and that habit literally takes about 30 to 40 days for us to consistently get into a good habit. Then we literally create neural pathways in our physical brain that allows us, we give birth to neural pathways. So then it feels weird if we don't do it, just like if we don't brush our teeth or take a shower. So that's what we're stepping into. The divine timing, everything's in divine timing.
Yeah. Well, we'll pick this up in a minute, but Carrie, we've got a caller, and it's Carol from Illinois. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carrie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I've just been having a difficult year with the loss of a loved one, and I just wanted to know if what you see for me maybe coming up this year to help me get through my year a little easier.
Okay, all right. First of all, actually, I see two losses. You lost father in the past, in the last 3 years?
Not a little longer than 3 years, yes.
Okay, because dad comes in first, and he's talking about, he's given the number 333, so they like to give numbers, smells, and birds to let you know that they're around you, and so dad wants to take the lead, and especially because he shows me that he feels distance, or that that people, when they go over on the other side and they've done a lot of work, they feel so different to us, and so when they come in and around us, it could go over our head that they're even there, and especially when I see an olive branch, Carol, that means to me, when that's about, I'm apologizing. I'm saying it when I had my life review, and when I see daisies where I could have been more supportive, I'm apologizing for generational patterns that I handed down that I could have flipped around. So he has accountability for behavior, and so he wants to know that he's much more supportive than he was in this physical life. And that, again, it stands, having somebody stand near our right side. Our right side is the what's coming on in present side. It's what's the now. now time. So think of not only is he bringing himself in, but he's also bringing in the grandfather, and also who crosses over you as far as a younger male that seems like a brother, husband, part of friend kind of area, and also who's
husband.
Scotty or go ahead,
husband.
Okay, your husband's calling out to Scotty, and he also wants to call himself a hottie, and so he's doing some sort of joke. So going back to your father wants credit for bringing your husband in. Your husband's also given the numbers 444, and he wants to recognize as April as birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over. And also, again, they like to give numbers that all of a sudden you're going to see 333s and 444s, and that's dad and your husband as far as coming in. Your husband's also giving you red roses, and so he wants to give you a lot of love. And also when I see ice chips, there's a part that means to me that he is recognizing. Does he go over with cancer?
No.
He shows me cancer. Who's the male, the younger male that grows over with cancer? Because he wants to recognize a Jim and James, or Jim could sound like Tim sometimes, and he's being very clear of a rare kind of cancer in his lungs, because he's showing me my cousin Jimmy, who died at 16 years old with a very rare form of cancer that started in his muscles, but by the time it was diagnosed, he went to his lungs. He's being very clear with us, and so he's showing me that he had to have somebody, some sort of connection on your family or his, and also remember that family can be friends and family, but there's that he's greeted by the younger one who precedes him, is what he recognizes, is what your husband recognizes. And he also is giving you, again, when I see red roses, that wants to recognize love and deep love. He also is giving me the number 777, so I recognize July as birthday anniversary when somebody crosses over. He also wants to recognize my three kids, but I feel, do you have two kids and three, like, then one animal?
Animals, but no kids.
Okay. So they call their kids the animals' kids for sure, especially when you don't have any physical kids. I know my animals are definitely my children, and so he wants to recognize the kids. And one thing about the animals is that they see energy. Animals look in corners. They look in the corner, and they're looking and saying, hey, why aren't you looking over and saying hello? Because they're standing right there. So think of as far as this year as clearing out. And when I see you in a shower, Carol of 777s, that's really stepping into the old soul part of you. So again, dad is saying, and especially dad's showing me a distance between your husband and your father. And so there's a physical distance, a mental, emotional distance. Dad didn't make it easy for him to get to know. He held his cards close to his chest, so he wasn't one of those kind of guys that you crawled all over and hugged and kissed and all the other stuff. And also, mm-hmm. what your husband's showing me is that he wants to take this weight off your back, like a backpack of weight down. And also, he's showing me TNT, like explosive bombs and stuff. And so it's more symbolic. And so think of, again, that he's when he goes over, he's at peace and he's peace of mind. When somebody does a great big peace sign, that he wants you to know, I'm at peace and I have peace of mind. He also, again, gets connected with people that comes in out of the woodwork, in particularly a good pal, somebody that's connected to him that, again, crossed over at a young age with cancer, and she's being very clear with it, because it's like, imagine seeing a good old friend that you haven't seen in a long time, and they're part of the greeter people with you. When I see the red carpet, that means that I'm greeted by the red royal carpet. He also points to issues of the heart and heart ache, so he hears your heart ache, and he wants to recognize that. He also is showing you as far as pay attention to seeing orbs in around pictures. Are you familiar with what orbs are?
Yes.
Okay, pay attention, because he likes to be...
Yeah.
Okay, well, start paying, especially when I hear them say home for the holidays. He's right there, home for the holidays, where he's going to be a great big, huge, white-yellow one, where there's definitely going to be some yellow in it, but it's very, very white, very, very obvious. So when they show me the sign of home for the holidays in great big balls, that he's going to come through as far as with orbs. But you're also going to see other ones I'm seeing your maternal grandmother come in as far as very light green. And also, as the veil is becoming thinner, Carol, that we literally, and I've seen more and more people. Actually, there was one a picture of all the orbs during Obama's speech that was absolutely phenomenal. That they had, you could see hieroglyphics in it. You could see faces of people. So as that veil that separates us, that symbolically separates us, then becomes thinner, we're going to be able to. Orbs is a great way to see. So he's definitely wants to play with orbs. He's also showing me phones and cell phone batteries. They leave their physical body and they still are electro. electromagnetic. There's still energy. He also wants you to know, again, when I see ice chips, that means to me that he wants to thank you as far as about helping during his crossing, that you did it as a trooper, and that he couldn't have done the same job that you did, that you, as shaky as you are, that things are going to clear out. He also shows me the 2020, so I want to recognize 20 years together, 20 of the month, but he showed me like 20-year anniversary or 20 something, 20 years. He's making me feel like 2020. And he also wants to recognize his mother's crossed over too.
No.
There has to be mother or somebody like the mother. So he wants to recognize, and it's, he showed me my grandmother, Teresa, and she always comes in as a mother to me. And so I do want to recognize an Addie, Adelaide, but I'm also hearing the name Teresa. I also want to recognize a Marie, that I feel like I'm going to a middle name there. And he also wants to give the regards to the mother. And also when I hear them saying no regrets, it's like when we get into the I could have, I should have, I would have. And so when somebody dies, we always, that's a very common process of the grief process. And so, as far as Carol, over you, over the next, again, 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, because especially losing a spouse, it shakes up our whole foundation, and it will bring up any kind of unfinished business from other deaths, too. And so think of that. Again, Dad wants to apologize and be much more supportive than he was, and it's his honor to bring in your husband. Your husband saying that he's doing very well over there. As far as when I see them signing a paperwork, it's more symbolic of getting his shoes on, that he goes over, and again, gets the red royal carpet. It surprises him that animals go in heaven and pay attention to the animals. The kids, he keeps on calling them because he's recognizing that they see his energy. And again, pay attention to orbs, because you're going to see a lot of them, especially around the holidays, but they're not going to stop there, because again, you're going to see faces. And I see that your dad says, you'll see my face clearly. And that's, you'll start seeing, absolutely seeing their faces, which will help heal you as far as help lighten. Again, think of them symbolically taking that backpack off. And I don't know why he keeps on showing me TNT. That's dynamite, David, right?
Yes, it is.
TNT,
yeah.
Okay. All right. And so why does he keep on showing me that out of all the gigabytes of information that he shows me? What is the significance of him showing me a green army bag, something like you know, the army-colored clothes, and it's a knapsack that is like a backpack, and on the back that has TNT on the outside. Then he shows me a cartoon, and it doesn't mean, this is more, again, of a symbolic thing or something that was significant, that somebody used TNT to blow up something, to build something. You know how they blow up rocks to build new bridges or tunnels, or somebody in the history had to have worked with and around dynamite, because and again, could have ran into grandfather that was a coal miner or some sort of a bridge builder, something along those lines. But he takes the TNT and wants to take as far as the dynamite sticks out, and then he shows me the Roadrunner. And you know, in that Roadrunner, that show, the Roadrunner, it was, I don't know, in the 70s, and he shows me the Roadrunner energy, so I'd look up Roadrunner medicine and in the internet, because I don't know Roadrunner energy as a medicine, but I do know it's on the internet, and they do like to send us animals too. And so that's I know that Roadrunner energy is about things going fast, but I also know that he's sitting there, and there's some funny joke about him in that cartoon as far as the Roadrunner. And so again, think of him as he's doing his stuff, he's taking away your heavy, that backpack, that's his job. He knows how to handle the dynamite, is what he's saying. So that's any kind of hardships for you, to lay out the red royal carpet for you. And that's where we are absolutely, that they're there to guide you, and the men are coming in out of the woodwork. The ladies are here too, but he also, again, wants to say as far as clear the thought, as far as the mother, as far as of any kind of regrets. And also, does he go over very fast?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Yes, within a few days, yes.
Okay, all right. That's a few days is very fast. And so he shows me I go out of my body, and it's very fast. And he also was showing me that he was disconnected from his spiritual body 7 hours before his physical body crossed over. And a lot of times people could kind of feel it. It's like they're looking up and like above the bed. They're not connected to the physical body anymore, because they know that they're done with the physical body and it's time for them to leave the physical body. And so he absolutely is clear with that. And then he's showing me my cousin Kate, who I want to recognize as Kathleen, and also Pat, so Patricia, and they noticed my aunt Barbara, so I want to recognize the name Barbara too, that before she crossed over, they felt, they saw literally this white smoke go off of her thymus, of her chest area, that lifted up and off of her, and then they knew that that was like her soul left, and they both looked at each other, and it didn't say any word, but they knew that her essence left her physical body, and that her shell was there, and her body didn't physically die until several hours later, but he showed me the same scene, so he wants to recognize that, again, my soul goes before my physical body goes. I followed the light. I had, the Red Royal treatment, and he also was talking about Scotty or Toddy, so something Scott name, a Scott, and that could be somebody that's still alive, too, and I also want to recognize the name Hayden or Hayward or something along those lines, and again, these could be people that are coming in as far as helper people to you, because remember that they could bring in from people down to helpers, from people that do yard work, lift stuff, like the helper kind of people, and he's all into making your life easy, ironing out those details, and that he considers it his job. He also shows me as far as where he sat in the couch, where he could be more helpful here in the way that he, when we have our to-do list, and he showed me his to-do list, he didn't get to do a lot of things that he wanted to do, and so think of him as being able to not be limited by his physical body, where he could get to that to-do list, and so they don't have to sleep, they don't have to eat over there, so he is happy to do that to-do list, because sometimes he shows me that he was he kind of put off some stuff, especially around the house, and so he is absolutely a lot of things is what he shows me, and he's shown, not saying he's not calling himself a couch potato, but he definitely would get involved in even watching a game, watching a show, and have every intention of today I'm going to go out and do this, and then all of a sudden getting sidetracked. So he is, think of him as the handyman, and that's going to do that to-do list, because he's shown me that you could have gotten frustrated with that, like, can't you just take the garbage out, or can't you do this? And so he's recognizing that he sees that you balanced him, and he's thankful for that, because you really helped him do a lot of cellular healing, and so he wants to give that back to you, okay?
Okay.
Hey Carol, were you able to at all identify with the TNT at all, what that meant?
No, it must be something in the past that I don't know about.
Exactly. And a lot of times when they're he was so clear with that, and the Roadrunner in particular, he was so clear with that, and I particularly didn't really care for that show, so I didn't really watch that much, but I know my brother and sister really liked it, and so you could find out through his mother that, you know, that it's, there's some significant story connected to that Roadrunner show, and that they try to, because I know that in that show that it's always seemed to me, and when I remembered it, they always used to try to blow each other up with dynamite.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And so
there's something about that it's going to be a confirmation story for you when there were, you know, kind of kids playing around, that there's something with dynamite, and it doesn't have to be. They could even made sticks of dynamite or something with TNT, but I also see in the lineage going back to great uncle, grandfather, great grandfather, somebody that literally worked with, they blew up stuff for, you know, when somebody's in construction, when they're building a new place, that they literally worked with TNT. So he meets with the family member. I'm also hearing Rodney, and so he was very clear with that, and he showed me several Rodneys that I know to make it sure that it's not Robert, because sometimes hearing a name could sound as clear as a bell, and other times a Tim can sound like a Jim. It's just a dimensional thing, but he is making sure that the name is Rodney, and again, Rodney was somehow connected in the family history of working on some sort of with dynamite. You had to have license for it or whatever, and he was very known for being good at what he did. So think of him again. He's his job to help lighten that backpack where he doesn't want the extra weight on the on you. And he's also talking about frontal headaches, and so he's putting his hand on your head, and so especially when you get congested as far as thinking too much, and so really put your hand across your forehead. It opens up 5 to 7 meridians by just simply putting our hand on our foreheads, and that's going to help your body, your oxygen stay in your head versus going to your limbs for fight or flight. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye. Yeah, and I want to throw out our number. It is 1-888-228-4494. That's in the U.S. and Canada. 1-877-489-6350. That's worldwide. And you can call us. We've got about another 20 minutes to our program. And, you know, Carrie, I know it's very difficult when people call up and have such a close loss. Obviously not an old person, you know, and a younger husband crosses over. And just wondering, I mean, as far as what is their reaction on the other side? Because they're free of pain now. They're free of the encumbrance of the body. They're free of all these sorts of things. You know, a lot of times people wonder, are they happy? Are they, what are they doing? Because we know there's, we feel so much grief on this side.
Right. Well, imagine going over and not having any restrictions of the physical body, not having any kind of, not only pain, but just absolutely no restrictions. They could expand their energy beyond, it's like they can fly, and it's like they literally have entered into like this place of heaven, especially those that have like, Carol's husband. And so he went right into like a master, stepped right out of his body, followed that light. And when I again see the red royal carpet, that means that he went right into they're happy. And they also, because they stepped out of time, they know that they're going to see us in a minute. So we definitely have the grieving process. So they're stepping into love. And so they are out of time. They run into people that they haven't seen in a long time. They understand karmic and karmic patterns. And if they don't, they go to like a school to understand karmic and karmic patterns. And so people, just imagine of just being a place surrounded totally by unconditional love, being supported and having huge ahas of why things didn't work out in life, and understanding again that where they had opportunities to change generational patterns, and there's no judgment as far as life review. They just said, you know what, this is where you could have changed that job, or you could have done this. And I'm not reading Carol's husband, I'm just saying people, right, as far as in their life reviews, they see where, again, they had different opportunities where they thought, you know, I was stuck with this job and I stayed, and then they saw, well, you know what, if you took the risk, this would have happened, this would have happened. And again, there's no judgment, this is just reading a review. So they feel a joy that our body goes back to, again, unconditional love. As we lighten up our frequency and density, and we could imagine it most if we feel like we're flying at night, but the love, as we, again, are becoming more homoluminous bodies, or our lighter bodies, we're going to be able to feel the amount of love that they feel. And so that's why, if you notice, I open up a lot with my, I start right at the heart, because we are just going to, again, the heart chakra, going heart to heart, and this is what we're, they right. are absolutely, they return to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, something to look forward to then.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
As opposed to the fear and trepidation. And hey,
right.
Carrie, we've got another caller. It's Michelle from Los Angeles, rather.
Well,
hi, Michelle.
Yeah, wonderful.
Michelle, are you with us? Maybe not. We'll see what happens.
I hear something in the background. Oh, I hear Nico.
Can you hear me? It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm following you guys. How are you?
I love it. How are
good.
You?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm good. I'm basically good, but I was listening to you on DBS, and I thought maybe I'd just call in. I know that we're going to be talking in a little while because from that wonderful intuitive circle of yours. But
yes,
I had a few questions.
Okay.
Sure, go
okay.
ahead.
So tell me why I'm just over emotional, and I'm worried. I think something's coming up about my mother.
Yes,
and
yep.
I don't know if that's it. I'm just very almost depressed today, and so
yep.
sad, and I
yep.
and I keep feeling my mother, and I'm worried.
Okay, Michelle, you know, it's interesting because I was tapping in and talking about you today, and your father came through, and I was also picking up a lot on your mom. So think of that your mother is, as the energy vibration is coming down, that your mother's starting to really unravel from her energy fields more. And so if there's any kind of unfinished business to do, I would absolutely encourage you to do this, and not saying you have to rush, you know, immediately, but she's really starting to unravel from her energy fields more than she ever does. When I see people start unrooting from the root chakra, that shows me that they're more getting out of their body. body more than in their body, and there's definitely been a shift in her energy. So even though you live cross country, there's no way that you have not felt this, because actually what she's doing is she's doing more, and I've seen this a lot with people with dementia. I've just had a client this week, and I was explaining to her that her mom came in very much as if and she was in spirit, and she wasn't in spirit, but she was into 2 years into dementia, and she was not communicating anymore. And so she was able to communicate as if somebody was in spirit, because there's most of her body was going out. So what I'm seeing on the right side of you is that dad's making room for mom and saying that you are starting to feel, because you're so empathic, you're feeling your mother, because she's starting to come in as if somebody was in spirit, meaning that her higher self, her higher essence is starting to do, think of preliminary paperwork. And so whenever I see somebody with, again, dementia or a Lou Gehrig's disease or that kind of thing, that people absolutely start going out, and we can be sitting there pulling our hair out thinking, good gosh, why are they, how are they still hanging on? They're not even communicating. They're just, you know, it's so hard for them to still be here. And it's they go up and out of their body. It's harder for us to watch. That, again, any kind of you're feeling your mother because her energy's stepping next to you. She's learning how to tube travel. So she's energetically putting herself, and she's thinking about Michelle. And now suddenly she's remembering, not only thinking about she's remembering, as far as I know, she doesn't, or she gets confused when she's on the phone with you. And so so she's, again, remembering, and she's tube traveling. So somebody starts tube traveling when they're still in the physical body, and they aren't doing it consciously. That shows me that, again, that she's really starting to disconnect from the physical body. And so, again, I would encourage you to energetically talk to her, to embrace her, to love her, to tell her to go meet dad and everybody. And it's interesting, because I'm seeing that there's a part of her that she's like waiting for the I'm not seeing, there's a part of your brother that she's is not he's not consciously holding on to her, but he's not thinking of sending her off either. Do you know what I mean? It's just like a lot of people don't think of that. So I'm seeing that you can absolutely, again, higher self to higher self, we're energetically telling her to do what is her soul's growth, what she has to do, because I'm seeing that there's a part of her higher self that's worried about your brother. It's almost like, what will Dana do? And I know that he does a lot of the physical things because he's here on that the coast that she's at, but there's a part where she's just bringing up as far as like worried about Dana. And so we're saying to her that she,
well, can I ask you, it's funny because I'm worried about Dana myself, and
I was just gonna say that. Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
I'll tell you why, and I'm glad you're saying this, because it's actually total confirmation from everything I've been feeling today. I've been knowing, and I have been talking to her, and I didn't want to send her on her way, but I wanted to say, do what you must do, but because that's how I feel. I don't want her to think, I want to push her, is how I feel. Do you know what I mean?
You know,
I want her to
exactly. Right. It's a real tough thing, but when somebody's coming, and there's no buts, it's a very hard thing, but understand, you're not pushing her when you're saying soul to soul, and especially bringing the guards and angels and in the angelic realm and your dad, and just say soul to soul, you're not pushing anybody. You're saying, but you're giving her, again, permission. You say, do whatever you have to do. Do whatever go into the light. You want to go into the light, go into the light. You still, when she goes into light, she's starting to like Michelle, that she could tube travel and start and get out of her physical body, and she feels better, and she has her head back. You know what I mean? So that shows me that she's doing, again, a lot of processing. And I do have to say that I was picking up on your brother over this weekend, and so he was coming into my awareness. And because we have, you and I have a unique soul group, kind of like a twin flame kind of pattern there, that I could, you know, out of the blue, when people's family members start coming into my awareness, when I'm not, you know, consciously talking about them or think about them, I start paying attention, especially when I'm looking at the dad pointing to the right side of his heart. And so it doesn't mean he's going to have a heart attack, but I'm seeing that he's closing in and being having very reactionary thing, feeling the earth changes, and he's not opening up to them. He's going through like the kicking and screaming kind of posture. And so whenever you think of your brother, think of sending energy especially to the right side of him, especially around the heart, the throat chakra, the eyes, because there's a part of him that the heart is in a closed down protective posture. And so we want to open up that posture, and he's feeling like his foundational energy shaking. So think of him as, even though he's very clear cognitive and he doesn't realize it, that he is also feeling his your mother is starting to go out of his body. And so he's absolutely, but fighting it. I'm seeing him becoming a 3-year-old child. And so he's like arm wrestling with that.
Okay, I get that. Okay, there's another thing too, though. There is this woman who's back in his life, Rhea.
Yep.
And this is what made me start to worry about him, because I mean, you know, I'm going to be happy for him if this is what he chooses, but I don't feel like she has changed. And it's the same woman that, I don't know if you recall, but when I had to go home and I had to yank her out of the house because they were actually fighting, my brother was almost getting violent,
right.
Which is not him at all. If you recall, this was a few Thanksgivings ago.
Right.
And I had to be the one to separate them and get her out, and then they broke up. And all
right.
of a sudden now I hear, not necessarily through him, first through a friend of his and then through him, that
mm-hmm.
she's back in the picture. And
mm-hmm.
This is what made me start to think that, because I don't feel like it's an elevated thing. I feel like he's going backwards. So
exactly.
What do you see about
that? Exactly. Right. And so, Michelle, that's where it goes into as far as, okay, that here part of Dana, his left side, his feminine side, is feeling, hearing, and sensing divine complement relationships, and that's not you complete me. You complete me means that we're not whole, and that is not our truth. And so, and there's a part that reason, season, lifetime, where this is a year that people have come back and re-enter people's life for finishing off business and closing off. That does not necessarily mean picking up new relationships, right? And so I see this as a 999 is what your dad's showing me. So that means, again, closing off business, closing off things, unfinished business, unfinished karmic contracts. And so it's a closing. Could it go off to new beginnings? I'm seeing it's shaky, and that his right side, when I look at it, I see his right side shut down and her left side shut down. So when you put them together and look at their energy guard, they're both shut down, right? So
uh-huh.
is that a divine complement relationship? No. But is some people deciding to, because they're wounded child is so in charge, that they're clinging on to the past because it's comfortable and there's a lot of shifts going on, and that he's afraid and his foundational energy is coming in as far as mentally, emotionally, even financially, feeling like the weight of the world on him. And so we go back to what is comfortable. So that's where again I would energetically talk to him, because I see he pushes talk to the hand to you if you talk to him right now, and he pushes you on away on the left side. So there's a part of her that she supports his wounded child. And so you can talk to him energetically and also show him by example, Michelle, of what it's like to be in the fifth elevator, and that we don't want wounded child relationships are absolutely a choice, and we are getting on from eons and eons and eons. We're going back to way more than our great-great-great-great-grandparents came in as wounded children, right? And so here we're going back to releasing the whole patterns of you complete me, which actually means I am not whole or whole, and that does not allow us to have access to our birthright, and our birthright is that we come in whole. We are absolutely complete, and so we want to connect to people that complement that we are complementing that. That's where I see the two full circles that make the Vesica Pisces. So by you holding that yourself, you're absolutely helping your brother, and it doesn't matter that, again, he lives cross-country. That doesn't matter at all. So what you're doing is you're holding those templates for him. You're helping mom do whatever she's got to do. So, and there's a part where she's coming to the left side, and I'm seeing her mom coming up, and there's a part, again, that she is like looking not for permission, because her soul's going to do whatever she's got to do, but there's a part where I do see that she is even giving you, think of her higher self giving you a heads up about Dana, but also where your very old soul, where you feel very connected to your brother in a twin flame relationship. Michelle, you're ancient soul, so all your relationships come in with that really twin flame relationship. So you're So he's mirroring you his whole right side down, and you've worked so hard all these years to get your right side open and complete because that's the side that you came to work on. It can feel very shaky, very weaky through the mental, emotional body. So realizing that life will give us hooks, as far as like fish hooks is saying, hey, are you going to hold this pattern? And it's not, I wanted to take that back. It's not life giving us us. It's like our ego is, as we are standing more in the fifth dimensional energy, we are reviewing our history, and so up will come a ball that could have some residual energy into it, and so it's like, how are you holding back in the posture? So that's why I always call it being the master in process and practice, and who we really are is the master. If we were plugged in that in all of our energy fields, we would be making water into wine and splitting the seas. That's where we are absolutely going to. That is our birthright. The more we claim that and own it in every single cell of our body, that's more when our life shows it. And so this is where we're getting these, again, the wave of the fifth dimensional energy. This is the next 3 years. We are going to be experiencing many, many, we're growing up, right? And so your job is to hold that. And then as you hold that energy, it's going to allow you to expand, and that will be the best thing for everybody.
Oh God. What's hard is that I myself in my life have major challenges. Like, I don't
right.
know. Yeah. So, how do you stay in that with absolutely no, I don't see the openings anywhere. It's really, again, another challenge. I mean, I guess I put on myself, and okay, that's fine. I'm just tired of all these challenges. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like, even for me going forward, it's like, well, what the hell now? I don't know, honestly.
Right.
And
right.
I'm
and you
holding
know, Michelle,
on.
I was just, whenever I feel, because I saw a lot of people, this is the third radio show I'm doing today, and a lot of people are feeling this today as far as Monday, and when I just read Janet's Planets, it says, the week gets off to a pretty ugly start with three tough days in a row. Usually when the moon is in Leo, we're fairly jolly, but it's harder this time, perhaps because we're in such serious mood. Monday brings money worries and difficult decisions regarding relationships, likely involving misgivings and questionable honesty. Tuesday finds us stuck between trying to satisfy personal goals and acting on behalf of a group or society. And then Wednesday, we attempt to remove the ego from the equation and may need to swallow our pride. And happier, and so here they're talking about that the astrological setup is that it's not, it's so we're, this is a perfect time to know that we're reviewing this and that we are doing a reviewing, reconnecting, realigning energy right now. And so knowing that and having a heads up that as we are become, if they're fifth dimensional beings, that we want to see what's going on astrologically, because as we become earth beings here, the universal energy, brothers and sisters of the universe, that we cannot not look at what's happening with the planetary influences, is because we are profoundly, that's part of us being part of the universe family versus going into the individual family. So it's right there showing me that I just whipped out the thing. I thought about it this morning when I was on my other shows, when people were feeling, again, sadness, repression, and feeling like they were really on the flow for a while, and then they're just having old patterns come up. And so this, again, goes to the practice, master and process and practice. So the more we get to be, our current circumstances don't matter, only our state of being matters. What am I doing now? So anything that we could do to be in the now and be our joy, be the writer, be the actress, every time we can do that, we are filling the canvas up into our future potential. So we want to take those 60,000 and 90,000 thoughts and seeds of potential and direct them proactively as a master. And when we feel shaky, understand that we all could, again, have moments, we could have days, we could have those stuff, but it's like how fast we realign ourselves. Okay?
Right.
Yeah,
hey,
yes.
Hey,
thank
guys,
you.
We're at the
thank
end of our
you.
Hour.
Yeah, Michelle,
okay,
we're going to...
Okay, thank you. You're so amazing. I love you.
Okay, thank you. I love
Bye.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.
Thank you. And if you'd like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201. And please visit her website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience tonight, and please join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcast live on BBS Radio for another hour of The Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I'm Dave. Until next week, may you align with the divine.